Today we're cutting through the noise to explore something that's moving incredibly fast. We're talking about how AI is basically changing the whole game for how businesses get discovered.
Yeah, things like ChatGPT, Bing Copilot, Google Gemini, they're becoming the first stop for a lot of people looking for local stuff.
Exactly. Think about it. Instead of typing, plumber near me into Google, the users are just asking straight up questions like, where can I get my tires changed nearby?
Or best sushi in Ocean City, maybe. Or even something specific like who fixes AC units in Peoria on a Sunday?
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. We want to tackle that big question. Can you actually list your business on these AI platforms? And maybe more importantly, what steps can you actually take right now to boost your chances of getting recommended by them?
Because if how people find businesses is changing, you really, really want to be visible in that new space.
Okay, let's get right to it then. The first question, probably on your mind if you own a business, is simple. Can I just submit my info to ChatGPT? Like you do with Google Business Profile or Yelp. Is there some hidden portal or form?
Yeah, is there an add my business button somewhere?
Huh, exactly. And based on everything we've looked at, the short answer seems to be, well, no. Not directly, anyway.
Right. These AI tools, they don't have a manual submission thing, no place to claim your business listing like you're used to.
So if you can't directly list, how do they know about businesses? Where does the information come from?
Well, what's really fascinating here is how they gather that info. It's not magic. They're basically acting like super smart digital researchers, constantly digging through a whole mix of online data.
Okay, like what kind of data?
Well, first off, public websites. So your own business website is actually a key piece of the puzzle. Then they lean heavily on the big established online directories. Think Google, Yelp, Bing, TripAdvisor, the usual suspects.
Makes sense.
But it goes deeper. They also tap into these huge aggregated data sets, services like Localese and Foursquare. They collect and organize business info constantly. And something really powerful, but kind of behind the scenes, is schema.org structured data.
Schema.org, that's the code you put on your website, right? To help search engines understand it.
Exactly. It's like speaking directly to the search engines and the AI in their own language. It explicitly labels your business name, hours, services, makes it super clear for them. So when you ask an AI a question, it uses all its training data. And if it can browse the web or use plugins, it grabs current info too to give you your answer.
So the main takeaway is you can't just list directly.
Right. The best way to get listed or recommended is to make sure your business is just everywhere online, visible, accurate, consistent. So consistent that these AI models basically can't help but find you and trust what they see. You need to be a really clear signal in all that digital noise.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. It's less about one single door, more about building this really solid, trustworthy presence across the whole internet. So the AI finds you naturally.
Precisely.
All right, now that we get how they find businesses, let's switch gears to the practical stuff. What can you actually do? Our sources point to six key steps. Think of these as like the building blocks for creating that digital footprint AI will notice and trust.
Yeah, and if you connect this to the bigger picture, it's all about building that robust, consistent, and sort of authoritative digital footprint. These aren't just random tips. They're foundational for what AI models are looking for when they decide who to recommend. You're building the data ecosystem they need.
Got it. So let's break down these six steps. Number one, and this feels foundational, optimize your Google Business Profile and your Bing Business Profile. We all know Google's massive, right? And our research confirms it's still a primary source for local stuff. But here's the kicker. Microsoft's deep connection with OpenAI, ChatGPT folks, means Bing is suddenly really important too.
Oh, absolutely crucial. You can't ignore Bing anymore.
So what does optimize actually mean for both Google and Bing?
Good question. First things first, claim and verify your profiles. That's like step zero. Establishes you're legit. Then consistency is king. Your hours, your services, your address, they need to be exactly the same on both platforms. No slight
Like
variations.
a single source of truth.
Exactly. And it's not a one and done thing. You got to keep them fresh. Regularly add new photos, maybe post about specials or events, answer questions people ask. That tells the AI your business is active, current, relevant, gives it fresh data to work with.
Okay, so Google and Bing are tuned up. Where else do we need to plant our flags online? The sources mentioned getting listed on other major directories too. Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, even things like Ezolocal.
Yep. Those matter because AI relies on trusted, widely used sources. If your info pops up consistently across many reputable places, it signals reliability.
Does the AI treat, say, Yelp differently than a Facebook page?
That's a nuanced point. While consistency everywhere is vital, AI probably does give different weights. A dedicated directory like Yelp or TripAdvisor is often seen as more authoritative for core business facts and reviews. Facebook is important, yes, but maybe more for social proof and engagement signals rather than just the hard data, because its content is less structured.
So presence on multiple types of platforms helps build that overall trust signal.
Precisely. And don't forget the data aggregators working behind the scenes, like TransUnion or Foursquare. Getting your info right with them helps it spread correctly to lots of other places, including potentially the AI models.
All right. Point number three sounds a bit technical, but you mentioned it earlier and it seems powerful. Adding structured data to your website. Schema.org markup.
Yeah, don't let the technical term scare you. It's basically code you embed on your site that speaks directly to the machines.
Telling them exactly what's what.
Exactly. You use it to clearly mark up your business name, hours, phone, location, even reviews or specific services and your service area. The why is simple. It removes guesswork for the AI. It helps them understand and, crucially, trust your website's content faster and more reliably.
It's like giving the AI a neatly labeled folder instead of a messy pile of papers.
Perfect analogy. Makes you much more likely to be recommended confidently.
Okay, this flows perfectly into step four, which sounds simple but is apparently critical. Maintain consistency everywhere, especially NA consistency. Name, address, phone number.
Cannot stress this enough. Your business name, your full address, your phone number, they must be identical. Exactly the same. Everywhere.
Not just similar, but identical.
Identical. Think about it from the AI's perspective. If it sees slight variations, street versus saint, or a slightly different suite number, or maybe parentheses around the area code sometimes, but not others, it creates doubt. And AI is built to prioritize accuracy. If it's unsure, it might just skip recommending you rather than risk being wrong.
So inconsistencies basically reduce your chances of showing up.
Massively. It's about presenting this unified, undeniable digital identity. No ambiguity allowed.
Makes sense. Okay, number five shifts towards customer interaction. Get reviews across platforms. Our research shows review volume and quality are big factors for AI recommendations.
Huge factors. And the advice here is pretty straightforward. Ask your happy customers for reviews.
But not just on Google.
Right. Encourage them to leave reviews on multiple platforms relevant to your business.
Yeah.
Yelp, Facebook, maybe industry-specific sites. This builds a much richer, more comprehensive picture of your reputation. It's not just the star rating either. AI is getting smarter about understanding the sentiment in the text of the reviews. Positive comments, mentions of specific services or locations, that's all valuable data.
So lots of good reviews across different sites signal strong authority and trustworthiness to the AI.
Exactly. It helps the AI confidently match what a user is asking for with real customer experiences.
And the final step, number six, brings it back home. Build a strong local web presence with your own business website.
Yeah, your own website is still incredibly important, maybe more than ever.
Why is that?
Well, a strong presence means having an informative site, clear descriptions of what you do, strategic use of local keywords, not just stuffed in, but naturally used. Think AC Repair Peoria or Best Sushi Ocean City.
For humans and for AI.
Right. And crucially, valuable content. Blog posts, guides, helpful info. AI uses all public web content to judge authority and relevance. If your site is a hub of accurate, useful information related to your services and location, the AI sees you as a credible source worth recommending. It boosts your digital authority.
Okay, so those six steps, optimizing Google Bing, directories, structured data, and AP consistency, reviews, and a strong website, give businesses a lot of control.
But it's also important to be realistic, right? There are things you can't control with AI recommendations.
That's a really important point to manage expectations.
Yeah.
Even if you do everything perfectly, there's still no absolute guarantee you'll be included or ranked number one in every single AI answer. It's like traditional SEO in that way. And AI doesn't usually give you a full list, does it?
Generally, no. Unless you specifically ask for a list of all, they tend to give more concise, direct answers, maybe one or two top recommendations.
What about mistakes? Can AI get it wrong?
Oh, definitely. There's always a chance they might generate incorrect or outdated information. That's actually why keeping your own info consistent and fresh everywhere is so vital. It's your best defense.
And the AI's answer might depend on the user's specific question or settings, too.
For sure. Things like their location settings, how they phrase the query. It can all influence the result. It's not a perfect static system.
So the can-do steps are about maximizing your chances within a system that still has some unpredictability.
Exactly. Maintain accuracy everywhere. Keep things fresh. That's your best shot at being in the running consistently.
So pulling back, what does this all mean for the future? How people find businesses? The research we looked at is pretty bold here. It suggests more and more people are going to rely on asking AI, like ChatGPT, instead of typing into a search bar.
It really feels like a fundamental shift, doesn't it? Not just a small trend.
Yeah, and the core takeaway seems to be AI visibility is becoming just as important, maybe even more important, than classic SEO. This is the new SEO.
Absolutely. If we connect that to the bigger picture, it's a paradigm shift in online promotion. All those foundational things we talked about, listing, structured data, they're not just good practice anymore. They're essential groundwork. They're basically the new table stakes.
And the ranking factors are shifting too.
Seems like it. The new ranking factors for AI appear to be this combination of consistency, authority, and engagement. Are you consistent everywhere? Do you have authority signals like good reviews and a solid website? Are you engaged and keeping things fresh?
So if you tick those boxes, visible, accurate, trustworthy, the AI is much more likely to recommend you.
It's about earning the AI's trust, essentially, just like you earn a customer's trust.
I like that framing, earning the AI's trust. Okay, let's wrap up with a final, really practical tip for you listening. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. What specific questions would you ask Siri or Alexa or ChatGPT if you needed your own service? Get specific. Like if you run a cafe, maybe where can I get a great flat white near downtown that's open early and has Wi-Fi?
Good example. Think natural language.
Right. Then the call to action is go ask those exact questions to ChatGPT, Bing Copilot, Google Gemini, see who pops up. If it's not you or the results seem off, well, now you know exactly which of those six steps we discussed you need to work on first. It's like a free personalized audit.
Yeah, that's a great way to test the waters. And it makes you think. This whole shift in discovery, how far could it go beyond just businesses, right? How might it change how we find news or health information or even academic research? It feels like we're just scratching the surface.
That is a really thought-provoking question for the future. A great place to leave it. So, wrapping up this deep dive, you can't just manually list on AI platforms. But the clear message is that a comprehensive, consistent, trustworthy online presence across directories, your website, reviews is absolutely vital.
It's about building that undeniable digital footprint.
Exactly. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of AI business discovery. We hope you'll experiment with some AI searches yourself and apply what you've learned. Until next time, keep exploring.